want to greet each one in Jesus' name. That song brings back lots of memories of a time in my boyhood that I think was one of Dad's favorite songs, and we often sang it around the table, and if he saw that we weren't helping, he would have us sing the next verse by ourselves. And I think I sang my unfair share of solos that time. But I've learned to like it again after that. So, all right, I would like to turn this morning to one of the most read, most familiar passages. You can almost guarantee that if a young man comes up here and has devotions for the first time, he's going to read this scripture. It seems like that. And there's a reason why. Because I think it is one of the premier scriptures that is the most comprehensive in describing a child of God, one that has a new life, one that is walking with God, and describes what that life is, what's expected. And as we read this, you will see yourself here someplace. The scripture is relevant for all time. It's relevant for all people. It's relevant for all ages. And so anybody with understanding, as you read this, as I read this, if you have understanding, you can see yourself here someplace. And it has words for you. And so the scripture is a word of life. And so it's a beautiful part this morning of what we have here. One of the blessings that I have too, and that is that it starts with the word if, Colossians 3, if. And some of the other versions would say since you are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. And I often have to think of the fact that the Jesus, in his dealing with man, he dealt with motives, and that's what the New Covenant is so much a part of. The New Covenant deals with motives as much as it does with actions, or should I say more, because motives are really where actions stem from. So the New Covenant deals deeper and deals with motives and not just with actions. And so since you are risen with Christ deals with the motives of why we do what we do. I'm going to read this and not make any further comments. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which also ye walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge of after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Let's bow for prayer.